The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a simple word about the practice of mindfulness, one of the key elements of mindfulness practice is recognition, the simple recognition of what's happening as it's happening. And recognition is a noticing, is a clear seeing and knowing what it is that's happening. So we can kind of be present and kind of resting in the present, and which is quite nice, but there might not be much clarity about what's actually happening. And as it gets more settled and relaxed, at some point the clarity factor, the recognition factor, gets stronger. And so we're clearly recognizing, oh, that's a thought. I'm thinking. As opposed to letting the thoughts kind of move along, flow along, happily, merrily on their own. And we're kind of in it. We are completely in it. We kind of don't really recognize we're thinking so much because it's so captivating that what we're thinking about. At some point, the act of mindfulness is to have this clear recognition. Oh, look at that. I'm thinking. That's what's happening. And that moment of recognition, that act of recognition, is a kind of stepping away or getting some distance from it or getting an overview where you're not really stuck in it or involved in it. It's kind of like the recognition is here, one place, and the thinking is somewhere else. Look, and in doing that, then we tend not to be as identified with it, with the thinking, without... We don't define ourselves in it, or we don't live in it as strongly. And there's a freedom to be found in that clear act of recognition. There's a strong emotion. And same thing, we can be flowing along in it, but there's kind of some point, not immediately, but what we're looking for is that place of clear recognition. Ah, this is what's happening. It's not a denial. It's not an aversion to what's happening. It's very respectful of what's happening and respectful of oneself because of this clarity of recognition, the uniqueness, the specialness of this thing. And as a result of that, it tends not to be so sticky, the relationship we have with it, kind of unsticking ourselves from it through the power of recognition. So whether it's a thought or a feeling or a desire or an aversion or body sensations or a sound. There's something very magical and special about the human capacity to have clear recognition. Ah, this is happening. This is happening. So as you practice today, you might see if you can discover the treasure or the magic of recognition. The clear knowing, oh, that's this, that. And see as you, if you can kind of identify or recognize the place from which you do recognizing. It's almost like the activity of recognizing can be known in a way that's satisfying. So you might experiment, look, see what you can find about your capacity to recognize. I hope you enjoy the morning. Thank you.